What are you focused on making people aware of now when it comes to North Korea?
Well, first of all, I don't think by any means the North Korean crisis is over. There are no signs of yet that the North Korean government is interested in denuclearization. The president has had a kind of tendency to declare victory, but he's turned it over to his negotiators, who frankly have not gotten very far with the North Koreans.
And is that what you want to be front of mind for people? Is just because it's not the headline, it doesn't mean it's done.
Correct. This is a country pointing nuclear weapons at the United States. It's a country that illegally went about a nuclear program. It's probably developed a warhead design. It has missiles that can reach the United States. And so this is a real threat to the United States. And I think that was properly understood some time ago. But today it seems that somehow this problem has gone away.
What do you see as the most important components of effective diplomacy, especially when you consider the world today?
Well, first of all, diplomacy is all about follow-up. It's about setting reasonable goals. It's often about a kind of step-by-step approach and signaling to the other side that the issue of concern is something we're concerned about and concerned about seeing to the end. So I think there needs to be a sense that America is in the lead, but America is a reliable partner. And I think both those propositions are really in question today. I think Americans need to understand that what I'm talking about is the presence of diplomats, the presence of U.S. thinking, U.S. leadership, and not just the presence of U.S. forces.